Eastern. Lions and 49ers in the NFC. Game time 6:30. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Cloudy with fog tonight, a low of 33. Saturday mainly cloudy and a high of 39. Saturday night 29, Sunday 38, and Monday 40, with a 40% chance of a few light rain showers, for Tuesday 36 degrees. 100.9 WRCO.
Straight line walking, yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time
since I've seen that letting down your hair, double dog dare look in your eyes.
Oh, when you've been burning it at both ends, been a hot minute since you flipped that switch.
Girl, it ain't nobody's fault to shut the world off and turn it back to win. It was you, me, and whiskey all night long, sinking to the bottom of them country songs. Fire burning hot till the last drop's gone. Let's turn it up, till we take that black label bus too far. Say them things to stay in the dark. Ain't nothing as sweet, ain't nothing as strong as you. Shot glass, girl, you ain't missed a beat. You already let a little four-letter slip, and your hands are all over me.
And you're already talking dirty, and it's only 10:30. We know where it goes from here. I can't find this mean red wine glass.
Yeah, I can't find it in a beer. It's you, me, and whiskey all night long, sinking to the bottom of the car. Songs. Fire burning high till the last drop's gone. Let's turn it up, till we take that black label bus too far. Let's say them things to stay in the dark. Ain't nothing as sweet, ain't nothing as strong as you, me, whiskey all night. Country songs, turning this house to a honky tonk. Let's turn it up, till we take that black label bus too far. Let's say them things to stay in the dark. Ain't nothing as sweet, ain't nothing as strong as you, me, and whiskey all night long.
Ladies, so how about fool old lady luck? anything I ever saw. I don't see what you see in me at all. It's over my head and I'm 6 feet tall. It's over my head and I'm 6 feet tall. Another day, the sun is just about to shine, and I'm watching squirrels robbing my bird feeder blind. Oh, I tried to sleep in late, but the day just wouldn't wait, and this cup of coffee feels good in my hand. It's been 7 years since I finally settled down, and I have learned that life is good here on the ground. Yeah, my job is not that bad. Sure, there's more I wish I had, but what I have is more than eyes can see. Yeah, it's a brand new me.
It's a brand new me.
Loving every minute.
It's a brand new me.
I find the good in it.
It's a brand new me.
Laughs are cheap and love is free. How a wife and kids can change your plans, turn an average Joe into a better man. I try to keep up with the rest, Lord knows I'm not the best, but that's okay as long as I try to be
a brand new man.
Loving every minute,
a brand new man.
I'll find the good in it,
a brand new.
Life's cheap and love is free.
A brand new me.
Loving every minute.
It's a brand new me.
I'll find the good in it.
It's a brand new me.
Life's cheap and love is free.
It is time for the Coach's Pregame Show from WRCO Radio Sports as we lead toward game time tonight. Live from the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse, Prairie du Chien and Richland Center meet in area girls basketball. Tonight's pregame show is sponsored by Vitesnik Power Sports.
Winter is the season at Vitesnik Power Sports for snowmobiles and boat shows. Beat the crowds and the admission at our in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th. Come see the great deals from brands like Tracker, Sun Tracker, Ranger, Regency, Nitro, Tahoe, Triton, and Sea-Doo. Our clearance models won't last long. Join us at Vitesnik's in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th. Vitesnik Power Sports, Richland Center, and Vitesnik.com.
High school boys basketball games tonight. Wanewoc Center plays at Hillsboro, Bangor at Brookwood, New Lisbon at Royal, Lafarge is at Kickapoo, Westby at Arcadia, DeSoto at Weston, Viroqua travels to Black River Falls, and Sauk Prairie at Reedsburg. In girls basketball, Reedsburg at Wisconsin Rapids, Potosi-Cassville at Highland, Fenimore travels to Boscobel, Mineral Point at Riverdale, Iowa Grant at Cuba City, Darlington at Southwestern, Lafarge travels to Kickapoo, North Crawford is at Ithaca. In the Southwest Conference, Lancaster at Platteville, Dodgeville at River Valley, and coming up tonight on WRCO, it is Prairie du Chien at Richland Center.
Cornerstone Service is proud to be a gold-certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing consistency, excellence, and value. Nationwide, there are 18,000 Napa Auto Care Centers, with only a small portion meeting the rigorous gold-level criteria. This guarantees the team at Cornerstone offers a premier auto repair experience with two ASE-certified master technicians and a limited 36,000-mile, 36-month peace-of-mind warranty on parts and labor. Drive with confidence. Choose Cornerstone Service, Richland Center. Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure just that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know getting the right product is the secret to success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you'll have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
For an unparalleled experience that will have you looking your best, see Jenny and the team at Inspired Innovations. Whether it's the latest trend in hair or a little pampering with nail service, Inspired Innovations' highly skilled stylists pride themselves in creating a comfortable and welcoming environment while delivering the best salon services available for the look of your dreams. Call 583-0077. Inspired Innovations, Highway 14 in the Log Building.
Are you facing a money purchase plan rollover? Don't navigate it alone. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our financial advisors specialize in guiding you through important financial decisions. To explore your rollover options and discuss potential tax implications, reach out to Capital Wealth Advisory Group today. Call 608-647-8842. You have questions, we've got answers.
On WRCO Sports, that's it. Head coach of the Richland Center girls' ball team is our guest. Alec, the team's had a little bit of practice time here recently. That probably good, doesn't it?
Definitely. We've been able to work on some things, fundamentals, passing and dribbling, as well as implement a few more plays, which will be nice to kind of change things up going forward.
Yeah, but no, a busy schedule, but I think when you get a little later in the season, if you haven't had too many cancellations, that does give you an opportunity to play like one game a week, and that's kind of a better pace, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, it seemed like every other day when we first started the season, we were playing a game, so it's good to kind of settle down here a little and really have more time to practice and get our defense and offense fine-tuned as best as we can.
Do you have any chance to scrimmage? Did you do any alumni scrimmages or anything like that over the holiday?
No alumni scrimmages during the holiday, but we did have a good scrimmage this last Wednesday. We had some former RC alum girls basketball players from the state teams to a couple years go graduates like Katie Sweet, Kayla Muller, Jen Salisbury, she was, now she's Jen Ewing, and Alyssa Gander, KJ Lewis. So it was good to expose the girls to some very good ball players, and I think it was very eye-opening for them.
Could those women still play the game?
They could. You know, they got up and down the court very, very well, just like in high school.
Good. I should have been there to broadcast that. Sorry I missed it.
Right. Maybe next time.
Next time. We'll have more from Alec coming up here in a moment from WRCO Sports. Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center has been a Gale dealer for as long as most can remember, including the day when the first Gale skid loader arrived on the lot. Today, the next revolution of versatile Gale skid loaders is designed to meet the demanding needs of contractors, municipalities, landscapers, dairies, and agricultural operations. Get the full story on a work-saving, productivity-improving, dependable Gale skid loader at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Be sure to ask about special incentives available to help put a Gale skid loader or mini backhoe to work for you today.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hi, this is Julie Cairns with State Farm. Like a good neighbor is not just a corporate slogan or a catchy jingle. It's much more than that. It's how we try to encapsulate the enormous amount of heart and soul that drives our business. It's a title to a story that started over 100 years ago. At Julie Cairns State Farm, we're about relationships, not transactions. We participate in the lives of our customers and community. We are invited to help you with the things that matter most. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists are kind, courteous, and do whatever it takes to help you. Services include free in-town delivery, free mailing, and price matching to give you the most for your dollar. Not a Prescription Center customer yet? Stop soon. You won't be disappointed when you switch to the Richland Family Prescription Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Alec Hanson is our guest on WRCO Sports. Alec, you face Prairie du Chien. Are they one of the best in the conference?
Yes. Coach Paula Chetavie, she always has a good team. Solid, like, always awesome defenders, and they are leading, or they're tied with Platteville right now for the conference share. They beat us pretty handily the first time, but we're hoping to make strides for improvement this time around.
Yeah, second time around in the conference, and that's where you can really gauge, I think, you know, the progress you've made, can't you?
Yeah, for sure. Especially with it being my first year coaching, it's good to see. It's a good measuring stick to see how we've improved from the first game against them to now. So I'm excited to see how well we do tonight.
How do they do things? What kind of makes them stand out? Do they press a lot, or how do you look at it, Alec?
I would say the biggest thing that sets them apart from other conference teams is they like high pressure in your face defense. They do like a three-quarters court press, which isn't that common this day and age. They do like a 1-2-2 trap, and that gave us a little trouble last time. But we've been practicing through that in practice, and we'll see how we do with that. But yeah, their defense is, I think, top notch compared to other teams we've faced.
You have some ladies on this team that really have done a good job for you, and even if they're behind in the score, they keep their heads up. They play to the final horn, don't they?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely one that comes to mind off the bat is Ella Weiss. She's always super positive, and she's made leaps and bounds as far as improvement on the court since day one. But also Carly Meaden, too. She's always been a good, calm, solid leader by example. So, yeah, we definitely have some girls that, you know, this isn't the best season for us, wins or losses, but they're keeping their heads up.
Is the team pretty healthy right now, as far as you know?
As far as I know, yes. We should have everybody playing tonight. No one's out sick or out because of an injury, so that's always good.
Getting down to the final games of the regular season, and it won't be long. There'll be seeding and all of that just a few weeks away, so it seemed like a daunting thing when you start in early November, Alec, but now we are looking at February right around the bend.
Right, for sure. Yeah, it's crazy. It's very long to think about in the beginning of the season, but yeah, in the next few weeks we'll be into the playoffs. So we have a couple more non-conference games. Next week we're up in Central, and then we play Viroqua at Viroqua and Schaulsberg at home. So we still have some non-conference games too that I think we'll be able to compete well in.
Excellent. Thanks for joining us. We'll look forward to seeing the Hornets again tonight.
You bet, Phil. Thank you.
Alec Hansen here on WRCO Radio Sports.
Welcome to Local Sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse, hello everyone. Welcome to tonight's area girls basketball game. On a foggy night in southwest Wisconsin, the Hornets with the record of 0-16, trying to get in the win column here in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference against a Prairie du Chien team that has been a little bit up and down for Coach Paul Ashetovy as of late. But they're 12-4 overall, still an impressive record, and still vying for a conference championship. They're right now up near the top with Platteville and Dodgeville. So right now it's a real dogfight with three teams with one loss in the loss column in the conference. And then you have River Valley and Lancaster following that, and then the Hornets in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Prairie du Chien was the winner over Richland Center, 35-23 in the junior varsity game this evening. Coming up, we'll have more about tonight's game. You're listening to coverage of area girls basketball from WRCO Radio Sports.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
If you're looking for quality tools with a hometown touch, look no further than your locally owned Napa Auto Parts stores. Open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturdays. And here's a deal that's too good to pass up. Buy more and save with Milwaukee Tools. Purchase $300 and get a $50 gift card, $400 for a $100 gift card, or go big with $500 and receive a whopping $150 gift card. Napa Auto Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel. Don't miss out.
Some of the stats for the area teams here as we look at tonight's game. Some good wins in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. In fact, getting down there for the possibility of some conference titles down the road. Again, this team, Prairie du Chien, comes in with just one loss, trying to look at the possibility of getting another title for Coach Paul Ashetovy, who is now one of the most veteran coaches in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Hornets are led by Chloe Darling in points, averaging right around 7, 6 points a game for Carly Meaden, and around 5 for Ella Weitz. Those are the Hornet leaders. We'll take a look at Prairie side in just a moment. Right now we're going to join Jeff Behrens and the Richland Center High School Pep Band for tonight's rendition of the National Anthem. From the Richland Center High School Pep Band. Prairie du Chien's leaders, Tanner Radloff with 14 for per ball game, and Greenlee Cron with 12. Also, Tessa Chakowski-Higgins averaging nearly 11 points per game. Carly Kramer averaging right around 8 rebounds a game. And Tessa Chakowski-Higgins averaging around 4 assists per contest. Here are the starters for the visiting Prairie du Chien Blackhawks tonight. Number 4, Greenlee Cron, a junior. Number 10, Tessa Chakowski-Higgins, a junior. Number 14, Tana Radloff, a junior. Number 30, Rita Achenbach, a junior. And number 32, freshman Carly Kramer. For the Hornets, number 5, freshman Ella Weiss. Number 12, freshman Kylie Burns. Number 15, Chloe Darling, a junior. Also number 23, Carly Meaden, who is a junior. And number 30, a freshman, Ava Martin. Those are the Hornets. I want to salute all of the officials tonight. Three-man officiating crew getting ready to referee this one here tonight. And the earlier crowd as well, Del Feldman and company. Dale, class of 72, Richland Roadrunners. Gladly reporting his granddaughter, Maddie, who had brain cancer diagnosed at age 5, now is 12, and cancer-free, he says. You may remember they did some fundraisers for Dale and his family a few years ago here at Richland Center High School. He wanted to report to the fans how grateful they are, and good news to pass along tonight. Weiss will jump center for Richland Center. Radloff for Prairie du Chien. Chip is controlled by the Blackhawks, and we're underway. Backdoor pass and a layup, and they score 5 seconds into the ballgame on the basket by Greenlee Cron. 2-0, Prairie du Chien. Hornets up near midcourt, and Carly Meaden is trapped. Now brings it across with a left-hand dribble. Fires it off to Martin on the far side. Ava gives it back to Meaden. Beaton now to Darling. Darling looking for a cutter through the lane. Now reverses it. Weiss, left wing. Nowhere to wander. Throws it low. Catching his Darling. She'll shoot and score. And we're tied. Chloe Darling with a nice pass. Entry pass from Weiss that set it up. Chakowski-Higgins deals it off to the left side. Radloff. Radloff now they'll work it far side to Kramer. Kramer looking, gives it to the bench area. Now Radloff catches, slashes lane. Shot is no good. Rebound pulled down by Darling. Back to Meaden. Meaden across half court. Darling with the basketball on the right wing. Now Meaden, left side, Martin brings it. Coming up to meet it now. And the Hornets will throw it in the backcourt. Burns threw it just a little high. And the Hornets tip it, and it's over and back. So Prairie du Chien will take over. Right around the scorer's table. We're tied at 2 here in the early going of Southwest Wisconsin Conference girls basketball. One of 3 games tonight, Dodgeville River Valley and Lancaster and Platteville. Prairie for 3 from the corner. Bounces off for Cron. Rebound by the Hornets. Kylie Burns and a foul call. That'll be the first of the ball game. It's called on Prairie du Chien. They're going to call it. So it's offensive. There are no free throws. And the foul is on Rita Achenbach. Ball comes in for the Hornets up to midcourt. Knocked away, stolen by Chakowski-Higgins. Passes to the lane. Reverse lay-in good by Cron. That makes it 4-2. That was a super nice move. There's another steal in the lane. And scoring is Radloff. Boy, all of Prairie's points on those high percentage shots. They lead it 6-2. Hornets thread the needle. Darling, top of the key. Fires it to the left side. Martin, back to Meaden. Now Darling, out to meet it. The pass is Burns. And the Hornets take it around the horn. Left side, looking in. Screens are set. Meaden needs help. Out to meet the ball is Burns. Back to Darling, throws it low. Meaden posting up. Carly in the lane, lost the handle. Stolen by Prairie. Blackhawks take it back the other way. On the run is Chakowski-Higgins. Throws it to the baseline, and scoring is Carly Kramer. That makes it 8-2, Prairie. Prairie extending that 1-2-2 defense. Meaden crosses over left side, stolen by Cron. She'll go in uncontested and score. Timeout, Prairie. They lead 10-2, 15-23. I should say timeout, Richland Center. Prairie leading by 8. You're listening to Area Girls Basketball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday vacation and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. A 10-2 score. Prairie off to a good start here. Breaking a tie. They have scored the last 8 points. Jump ball called on the inbound by the Hornets, and the arrow will give it back to Richland Center. Burns was tied up by Radloff. Now Meaden from the baseline brings it in. Weiss throws it near the half-court line. Picked off by Kron. Greenlee Kron takes it right side. Jakowski Higgins out to Kron. Out to meet the ball is Radloff. Prairie works it to the left side. Carly Kramer. And they're working it against that matchup person to person. Pass down low. Left hand shot is up and good. Rita Achenbach with her first basket. And the Hornets break it. Darling gets it down to Weiss. Knocked away by Prairie. And off of Weiss and out of bounds. Prairie making it happen with the defense. Again, that was Achenbach. 12-2, Prairie. Hornets back on the defensive side. And Prairie with the basketball. Jakowski Higgins with a handoff. Radloff, right side, Kron. Kron looking, nothing. Back to Jakowski Higgins. Three-pointer up, no good. Tapped back in bounds by Prairie. They'll feed it to the lane. Tough shot. Won't go. Now picked up by Prairie again. Kramer throws it back door and able to score. Third time was a charm as Achenbach gets the basket. 14-2, Prairie. Meaden catches the ball on the left side. Now drives up across the half-court line. Fires back to Darling. Chloe with the basketball looks to the inside. Fires it back to the left side and taken there by Martin. Meaton just up from the baseline. Carly puts it on the floor. Brings it back to Weiss. Weiss is here looking, pivots. Gives it over to Darling. Darling there looking for a cutter through the lane. Well, it's deliberate on the offense and looking for the best opportunity they have here. As long as the ball's not in Prairie's hands, they're good. Trying to work it. Weiss throws it baseline. Now Martin drives around her defender. Gets out of the lane and throws it high and out of bounds. Hornets turn it over after pretty good work of the ball and some better passing. Coming in is Addie Board for Richland Center. So Addie taking the place of Ava Martin. Prairie ball, they lead 14-2, 13-30 remaining in the first half. Radloff fires it back to Jakowski Higgins. She'll throw it back door. Left-hand lay-in good by Achenbach. She's got six. 16-2, Prairie. Hornets in the backcourt. Darling up to midcourt. Swings it back to Meaden. Meaden, a little light of day, drives down deep. Tough shot, won't go, but she's fouled. And Carly goes to the free throw line. Carly has worked extremely hard this year. They all have. Certainly the ball in her hands, and her and Chloe Darling, the most experienced players coming back for the Hornets this year. Carly Meaden at the line. Free throw in the air, and it is no good. Hornets' first trip to the line tonight. In fact, it's the first of the game for either squad. Second free throw now for Meaden. This one in the air, and that one is no good. Rebound pulled down by Achenbach and the Blackhawks. Jakowski Higgins takes it right side to Radloff. On a drive, they'll throw it back door wide open again. Shot missed this time by Achenbach, and the rebound by Ella Weiss. Hornets do a good job on the boards. And Chloe Darling across the half-court line. Top of the circle, backs off. Fires to Addie Board. Board will use the dribble, brings it back to Weiss. Top of the circle, near side, held up by Meaden. Carly fires it off to Kylie Burns, who meets the pass. Now Board, they'll reverse it. Weiss on the left side. Hornet fan side. Darling grabs it. Darling looks inside, gives it back to Meaden. Meaden with the ball near the top of the circle, right side Board. Throws it low, caught by Darling, kicks it back out. Held there by Burns. Burns looking for a cutter through the lane, back to Weiss, top of the circle. Ella drives down to the baseline, is double-teamed, back to Meaden. Meaden drives lane, 10-footer in the lane, no good. Rebound pulled down by Prairie. Hornets working it, getting some shots, they're not going. And all the way to the other end, coast-to-coast and laying it in is Tana Radloff. So the Hornets did not turn around on defense. And Prairie takes a big lead. Ball stolen by Kron. Throws it back door. Tough shot. Up and good for Jakowski Higgins. And Richland Center will use another timeout. 20-2. Prairie off to the lead. 11:45 remaining here in the first half. Area girls basketball tonight, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters on WRCO and WRCO.com.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep fried or baked fish. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world. And after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best. Open at 10 Monday through Sunday. The Phoenix Center, the area's go-to spot for good times and great food.
Proud to be a part of our local community, City Utilities of Richland Center supports area youth. The dedicated local people of City Utilities provide the best service at the lowest possible cost to water, wastewater, and electric customers. As a member owner of WPPI Energy, City Utilities is helping our community grow into the 21st century. Richland Center, a public utilities community since 1880.
Welcome back to Richland Center High School. Phil Mee with you tonight. Other scores, Wazika Steuben leads Seneca 52-7 at halftime. And Reedsburg boys up on Sauk Prairie 32-20. Mineral Point girls leading Riverdale 18-10. Hornets with the ball after the timeout. Chloe Darling on the left wing. Chloe looks to the inside and nowhere to go. Drives to the baseline, is cut off. Pulls up, fires it back to Weiss. Weiss reverses it to Board. Up to meet the ball, Kylie Burns. Back to Meaden. Now Weiss throws it. Entry pass low. Burns is fouled. That'll be Prairie's third personal foul. Billy T is down at the score clock tonight. So they'll mark that as the third foul on Prairie. Claire Kennedy is guilty of the foul. Hornets bring it in, top of the key, trailing 20-2 here in the ballgame. Meaden off to Kylie Burns. Burns holds it on the wing, gives it back to Darling. Now Weiss on the left side. Ella looks, throws it a little high, and out of bounds. Board got a hand on it. It goes out of bounds, and it will be Prairie Duchesne basketball. Blackhawks in their maroon and white uniforms. And Prairie will set it up. Carly Kramer around the defender. Throws to the corner. Three-pointer on the way. Prairie. It is short for Graney Cron. And rebounded by the Hornets. Kylie Burns up ahead now to Meaden. Carly, top of the circle. Goes left side to Board. Board back to Meaden. Meaden holds it up. Leaves the dribble. Gives it back to Burns. Left side Board. Now Burns. And Darling catches. Darling on the right side. Back to Weiss, and away from the ball, a foul called, positioning foul called against Prairie Duchesne. And that is whistled on number 10, Tessa Jakowski Higgins. That will be her first. Back into the game for the Hornets, Ava Martin, number 30, and number 55, Libby Rulin. Hornets looking from the baseline, they'll bring it in. Caught near side by Ava Martin. Martin, nowhere to wander, throws it toward Rulin, low and out of bounds, off of her fingertips. And the Hornets fall back on the defense. Prairie with the basketball. Prairie will run it. Hornets matching up person to person. Left side, Radloff. Radloff gives it now to Joukowsky Higgins. She'll back off. Now fires it right side to Radloff. Knocked by the Hornets into the stands. It will be Prairie basketball. Concession stand doing a bang-up business here tonight. Pretty decent crowd on hand, always when you have the pep band. And they're setting up for snowball tonight. Pass comes in play. Caught by Achenbach. Left side of the free throw line. Back to Claire Kennedy. Top of the circle. Right side, Joukowsky Higgins. Throws it low and high and out of bounds. It will belong to the Hornets. Yes, the Commons looks pretty nice out there. Lots of balloons and some black curtains. Getting ready for tomorrow night. Darling and Meaden try to get it up to the half-court line. They're going to turn it over. It goes out of bounds. It will belong to Prairie. Clock has stopped with 9:38 remaining. And now Prairie will use a timeout. Leading 20-2 here in the game. 9:38 remaining. High school boys basketball coming up on Monday night. That will feature the Royal Panthers at the Ithaca Bulldogs. Then on Thursday night, we have girls basketball. It will be River Valley at Riverdale. A really good local matchup. So join us for those events. Short timeout, and we'll head back to the floor now. Prairie won the JV game again, 35-23, that final score. Richland Center trying to get something going here, and Prairie's defense certainly has been the star of the show tonight. They've not let Richland Center get a great deal further than half court. It will be Prairie inbounding the basketball. Radloff brings it in. Joukowsky Higgins takes it right side. Prairie for three on the rim. No good for Radloff, and they get their own rebound. Radloff gets the ball, gives it off to Joukowsky Higgins. She'll dribble, bring it back top of the key. Cameron Knapp. Knapp off to the left side, throwing it low. It's knocked away from Kennedy. She'll pick it up again in the corner. Good defense for the Hornets, Kylie Burns. Now back to number 10, Joukowsky Higgins. She'll back off toward half court. Throws it right side to Radloff. She'll drive lane, 10-footer on the back of the iron, and good. Prairie's Tanner Radloff with 6 points, and Prairie has now scored 20 points in a row. They'll get another steal on this full court press. And now set it up. Hornets get back nicely. Higgins throws it inside. Backing in is Achenbach. Tough shot of the lane, and she gets it. Achenbach gives Prairie a 24-2 lead. Hornets up near midcourt and high pass to Ruland, and it's out of bounds. It'll belong to Prairie at the midcourt line. Ella Weiss returns, and Addie Board as well. Hornets with six freshman on the varsity now. Martin, Teschner, Abde, and Weiss, Board, and Burns. Some played a half of the JV game tonight. Three-pointer on the way on the rim for Prairie. It bounces over the backboard and out of bounds. It will be Richland Center basketball. Greenlee Cron returns. Also heading to the floor is Carly Kramer. Prairie still in a 1-2-2 full court press. Meaden will try to work it to the near side. Stolen away by Prairie, taken by Kramer. Bounces it back to the right side. Tough shot won't go for Cron. Rebound Board. She's on the floor, tries to roll it loose. Picked up by Prairie, and they'll set it up again for the baseline. A kick out. Left side, Kramer. Kramer, free throw line left. 8 minutes remaining in the first half. Throws it back now to the right. Looking inside is Knapp. Now near side Kennedy, and a foul is called on Libby Rulin. That will be the Hornets' first personal foul. These two teams have met in a lot of good games that have mattered over the years. Hornets and Prairie kind of hold their own through those years. Ball comes in now. Prairie throws it back door, knocked down by the Hornets. Picked up again by Prairie. They'll shoot in the lane. No good for Kramer. There's a foul on the rebound. Foul called against Prairie. Crashing the board. And that will be on number 34, Claire Kennedy. That will be her first. team's fourth. Ball comes in play. Hornets with the basketball. Back to Meaden. Meaden crosses the center line now at the scorer's table. Throws it back door. There's Weiss. Tough shot in the lane. It won't go. Rebound pulled down by Prairie. One and out for the Hornets. No putback opportunities in this game thus far. Crossover dribble by Greenlee Cron. Throws to the corner. Three on the way. Prairie. And it is good. Carly Kramer with Prairie's first triple. And they lead it 27-2. Hornets throw it left side. Picked off again by Knapp at midcourt. Brings it up ahead. Tough shot up, no good by Cron. Put back good. And a plus one. Foul called on the Hornets. Carly Kramer has 7 points. And that makes it 29-2 Prairie. Blackhawks have scored 27 unanswered points. My, oh, my. Going to the line, number 32, Carly Kramer. This is Prairie's first trip to the line. In the air, and it is on the rim, and no good. And tipped out of bounds, last touched by Prairie. It'll be Richland Center basketball. Into the game will be Kylie Burns and Chloe Darling. And Meaden and Burns with the ball in the backcourt. Prairie has picked up on its defense at midcourt now. Weiss catches on the right side. Weiss nowhere to go. Gives it back to Meaden. Left side now Martin. Darling out to meet the pass. Holds it up for the baseline. Looks to the inside. Brings it back to Weiss. Weiss on the wing. Pass comes all the way to the right side. Burns looking for a cutter. Back it goes to Darling. Weiss in the left wing. Hornets patiently going in with the entry pass. Burns is double-teamed. Throws it back to the corner, Ava Martin. And again, the Hornets resume that offense, trying to snap it around and look for an opening. Darling, now back to the top of the circle, and Martin. Pass goes low. There's Darling posting up. Tough shot, won't go. Claire Kennedy with a rebound, and a foul called on the Hornets. That'll be their third personal foul. Looks like Chloe Darling will get this one. That is her first. 6:05 remaining first half. Prairie with the basketball. They'll lob it low. Turn around, low block. Up and good for Cameron Knapp. And Cameron's first basket. And that makes it 31-2 Prairie. 5:50 remaining here in the first half. Ella Weiss catches on the right side. Weiss down to the baseline. Moves in. Looks, throws back to Meaden. Bounce feet, far side, three-pointer. Hornets, no good. Put back Weiss, good. All right. Hornets' first basket in a long time. 31-4. Prairie Duchesne with the lead. They'll bring the ball near side, three-pointer on the way. No good. Rebound on the opposite side by Prairie. They'll lean in the lane. Call for traveling. That'll put it back in the hands of the Hornets. So a 29-0 run by Prairie in this game. They built a very tough lead. Back in is Rita Achenbach for Prairie. 5:19 remaining in the first half. Carly Meaden will walk it across the timeline. Throws now to the left side. Martin with the ball. Darling meets it just up from the baseline. Chloe on the dribble. Looks to the inside. Weiss, left side, right. Now it's going to go Darling and now Martin. Martin looks for a cutter through the lane. And 5 seconds called on the Hornets. That will turn it back to Prairie Duchesne. Blackhawks will have the ball near the scorer's area, and they'll put it in play. Prairie taking it right side. Greenlee Cron back to Radloff. Radloff holds it near side. Jakowski Higgins now passes to the outside. Kramer's tough shot on the way, no good. Rebound by Ella Weiss. Hornets take it back the other way. Weiss to Meaden. Meaden to Weiss. Ella drives to the free throw line. Throws to Carly Meaden. Meaden looks in, nothing there. Takes it back to Martin. Around the wheel it goes. Right side Burns. Top of the wheel. Weiss inside. There you get it. Kick it back out. Weiss three on the way, no good. Meaden caught it, just kind of dished it back to her, and she had a good look, just missed. Three-pointer Prairie, they didn't miss. That is Tana Radloff with her first triple, and it's 34 6-4. Prairie leads. Timeout, 4:06 remaining here in the first half. Area girls basketball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at Philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Opponents get it back. Ella Weiss posting up, missed the shot. Prairie quick in transition, and they'll get a basket. Up and in for Carly Kramer off the assist from Tana Radloff. 36-4, Prairie du Chien. Blackhawks back in the defensive mode. 3.5 to go in the opening half. Left side, Ava Martin. Down to Chloe Darling. Darling, low post. Throws cross court to Carly Meaden. Meaden now back to Ella Weiss. Weiss holds it above her head. Throws to Darling inside. Knocked away by Prairie. Stolen by Jakowski Higgins. Thread the needle pass. Left side, Prairie takes it up. No good on the shot by Kramer. Hornets did a good job of holding their ground. Darling with the rebound, Meaden with the up ahead, Weiss driving low, is cut off, and Ella takes it back out to Chloe Darling, who sets it up. Just less than 3 minutes remaining in the first half. Hornet basketball, Meaden just up from the baseline, throws it low, caught there by Martin, nowhere to wander, throws it back to the corner and threw it away. Meaden tried to save it, dribbled it on the inline. Hattie Board returns for Richland Center. And Carly Meaden gets her first breather. So Prairie will have the basketball. They've done a lot of things right and a lot of things well. Started off with the press that aided a lot of high percentage shots. Now they've been kind of setting up the offense and they've looked pretty good there as well. A kick out to Cron in the corner. Greenlee looks, a little give and go on the inside, and a foul called on the Hornets. Stops the clock with 2:28 to play. Foul is called on Kylie Burns. That is her first, team's fourth. Prairie with the ball on the end line. They'll bring it in play. Kramer, left of the free throw line. Radloff, back to the right. Jankowski Higgins works the ball back to Cron. Greenlee drives low, leaves it up, and good. Off the glass and down for Greenlee Cron. Her sister playing for the Wisconsin Badgers. I think she's been injured a little bit, but Lily is on the Badger women's roster. Here's Darling driving in. Shot blocked by Kramer. Carly gets the up ahead. Now Prairie pushing it left side and in, and a basket for Radloff off the assist from Jakowski Higgins. 40-4 in favor of Prairie. Hornets trapped in the backcourt. Now Addie Board will walk it across the half-court line. Addie yo-yos the dribble, looks to the inside. Now throws it to Ava Martin. Martin to Chloe Darling. Darling throws it low. Ella Weiss catches up. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Claire Kennedy. Claire held her ground. Radloff pushing it. Prairie will set it up. Hornet man looking to come back soon. Here's a tough shot. And in from the lane. Good by Greenlee Cron. She's got 10 first half points. 42-4. Prairie, 1:12 remaining here in the first half. Chloe Darling across half court. Weiss meets it on the right wing. Weiss looking for a cutter through the lane. Stolen away by Prairie. Pulled down by Jakowski Higgins. And a timeout taken by the Blackhawks. A minute two, 42-4. They lead the Hornets here near the end of the first half on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Looking for a relaxing getaway not too far from home? You can find it at Alana Springs Campground in the beautiful hills of Richland County. Alana Springs offers daily, weekly, monthly, and seasonal rates, Need a great spot for an outdoor event? Alana Springs has a wonderful pavilion to rent for reunions, weddings, and other fun get-togethers. For more info, call Colleen at 647-2600 or see them on the web at alanaspringscampground.com. Get away from it all. Go camping.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Blackhawks score a basket from Rita Achenbach, and that makes it 44-4. And now get a knockaway on the inbound. They'll get it back. Prairie with the basketball. It's been all them. Quick inbound, wide open player, and laying it in. Good. Achenbach, two baskets in a matter of about 4 seconds. And that makes it 46-4. Prairie. Hornets with the basketball, 25 seconds. Ball goes left side to Martin and Ava holding it up. Ava now bringing in Kylie Burns down to the baseline. Kylie, nowhere to go, back to Ella Weiss, top of the circle. Weiss, an entry pass there for Burns. Turns in with 8 seconds. Shot of the lane, no good. Rebound Prairie. Cameron Knapp drives up near midcourt. Prairie finds an open person. Shot of the way and good at the buzzer for Carly Kramer. Prairie working it right down to the end and used every ounce of the first half to get out to a 48-4 lead at the break. Prairie Duchesne, it's been all them tonight. Thanks for joining us. The Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update is coming up. We'll talk about some high school wrestling events coming up in the next few weeks. So that is up at halftime and some more stuff. We'll be right back with more from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The Richland Center High School wrestling team is preparing for the postseason. I spoke this week with Coach Silas Coleman about the team's upcoming tournaments, including the dual day, which is going to be held tomorrow.
Lancaster, I believe we start at 9 o'clock there. Again, it's going to be another full day and a tough day of wrestling for us. I think we have a pretty tough conference, and so I'm excited just for our guys to be able to get down there and wrestle against them. We haven't honestly seen a lot of our conference, much of anywhere besides Bi-State, so it'll be nice to be able to wrestle someone and some teams like that.
Pretty important, too, because you're looking at then the following week with the clash. A lot of these matches Saturday could come into play for seeding, couldn't they?
Yeah, absolutely, especially since we haven't wrestled much of these opponents anywhere besides Bi-State. A win this weekend could set us apart from them in that seeding.
Season's coming right down there here, and lots of events. What about the girls' teams? Do they have any events coming up here soon?
So Saturday we just hosted our first girls invitational, went really well. And then they, unless we have them wrestle in the conference tournament or possibly in the JV side, they're not going to have very much as far as competition goes until we get into that sectional tournament. I have heard that there's a potential for a girls conference tournament this year. I'm just unsure on, I guess, where that is right now. But hopefully they would have that in there just that we can get them some matches before we get to the sectional.
Richland Center wrestling coach Silas Coleman. Ithaca Weston won the recent Ridge and Valley Conference duels held last night. They were winners against